2008, more or less last chance that Africa has to have something very practical delivered, and Japan is the one to do it.
That was Fletcher Tembo, one of the Overseas Development Institute's research fellows, explaining why ODI is hosting an event series on Japan and Africa in 2008. This ODI podcast takes on some central questions of the series, investigating how and where Japan could use its influence to push forward the international development agenda in 2008 and beyond. To start off, we hear from Professor Miles Wickstead, who is former head of the Commission for Africa Secretariat, and Professor Izumi Ono of the Japanese National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies, known by its acronym of GRIPS, on why they feel Japan's role in African development is so important this year.
We're at a very significant staging post here between 2005 and 2015. My ambition is to ratchet up the Africa agenda in 2010, because I think we're then going to be much clearer about how close we're going to get to these Millennium Development Goals in Africa. And I think the Japanese input this year can be hugely influential.
I think this year is a very important opportunity because Japan will be hosting the very important international event, TICAD and also G8. And then in addition to that, the global debates are now coming into the more focus on the growth agenda, where Japan, I think, can play a major important role.
One of the messages that has been much discussed at the ODI events has been the perspective that Japan can bring to African development issues. Picking up the point on growth, Fletcher Tembo offers some practical ways that this perspective could assist in Africa.
For example, in Malawi, they are supporting what is called One Village, One Product, that works right at the community and generates growth that is empowering to poor people. So it's not a trickle-down type of growth that you wait until the country gets rich, gets 10% of growth or what, but you can see it work out in poor people's lives right away. And Japan is good at doing that. And if they can back that with technological development, linking south to north to northern markets, those kinds of innovations, if they can map them out for the next 10 years into different countries of Africa, those are the kind of things that we want to see.
Professor Kenichi Ono and Jean-Denis Nkongolo Alumba, both of GRIPS, agree that Japan has a lot to offer in Africa.
Japan can contribute by presenting an alternative way of development. We would start with a long-term permanent dialogue with the government to identify the problems, identify the long-term goals, not just short-term goals, where the country wants to go and what country wants to be, and then work backwards what they should do this year, next year, in 5 years to reach that goal. Working backwards for the purpose of achieving real sector goals is typically East Asia.
The government of Japan can set up a fund in which Japanese businesses can tap into to invest in Africa. This will stimulate businesses and diminish the risk of investing in Africa.
Africa needs to be ready to take advantage of the opportunities on offer. The G8 and the 4th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, more often referred to as TICAD, are a great opportunity to do this, says Fletcher Tembo.
They don't just work with ideas. They want to do something tangible, something practical. And Africa has this chance to seize and come up with very practical things by the end of TICAD or G8.
It may not be that easy, though, due to public attitudes and domestic politics within Japan itself. Professor Izumi Ono and Mr. Alumba explain.
In general, Japanese public have a very limited information on Africa because Africa is geographically and also historically very remote from Japan. So public perception of Africa is very much limited. That really affects also the limited political attention to Africa, which is quite different from what the UK has been facing. So in Japan, policymakers and politicians have not paid sufficient attention to African agenda, except for some maybe special cases for these UN security conferences, some big events. So that really makes difficulty for the Japanese aid officials to have a continued maybe understanding or getting support from politicians.
The current government is not very strong politically, so it's very difficult for them to take courageous decisions, for instance, creating a fund to support Japanese businesses investing in Africa. This is not easy to do at this time, and I think because of lack of political stability, but they do not have the political majority to carry this kind of move at this time.
Overcoming these domestic difficulties will require the support of the international community, argues Professor Kenichi Ono.
The Japanese government doesn't want to be forced into doing something, but they welcome encouragement and expectations. So I think the international community should put a pressure, friendly pressure, on Japan to expect Japan to do something very interesting or dynamic, and encourage them to do so. And that is the role of the international community. Another thing they can do is when Japan comes up with something, participate in that project or whatever the program is in a positive way. That is also an encouragement for Japan. Japanese people like to think that they're doing something useful and appreciated in the world. So give them that sense of confidence and pride.
Thank you for listening to this Overseas Development Institute podcast. For more podcasts and other resources, please visit our website at www.odi.org.uk.